Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. I'm so glad you tuned in today. You are in for a treat. In just a moment, you're going to hear from a fantastic singer, songwriter, and worship leader. He'll share music from his band's brand new album. In fact, he's actually been in studio with us before, and we sang the famous classic song, I'll Fly Away, together. It was so fun, except for the part when you can actually hear me singing along with him, bless his heart. But I posted that video on my website, SusieLarson.com. You can email me if you've got questions for today's guest, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Well, you've no doubt heard of the Sidewalk Prophets with their many hit songs. Lead singer David Fry joins me today to celebrate their newest album, Something Different. It is powerful. So I don't want to waste another minute. Let me tell you about him. We'll get him on the show. David Fry is lead singer for Sidewalk Prophets, a band known for singles like Live Like That and The Words I Would Say. You can find him on the web at SidewalkProfits.com. So glad to have you back on the program with us, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to be back. Good to be back.
Congratulations on a fantastic new album, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's exciting for people to hear what God's been brewing in our hearts for a while. So.
Yeah, it's so good. I know as an author, when I'm writing books, it's like giving birth. And though I know you know can't possibly know what that's like, you probably have some idea. But doesn't it feel like that you've just bore something that cost you blood, sweat, and tears, but then you start to see the finished product and it's worth it all, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been about a year and a half. Process. It was June of last year that we began writing. We actually got a lake house. We had some fans that donated a place. We just kind of tweeted out, hey, is there somewhere that's peaceful where we can maybe have a retreat? And these incredible fans stood up and they said, hey, we got a log cabin with an indoor pool and another house attached to it right on a lake, and a bald eagle lives across the street, and a woodchuck lives under the deck. And we're like, that sounds like a Disney movie. And it was. And so we flew out there for 3 weeks, and it's been a long time, you know. We started recording the album in January, so finally people are getting to hear it. And you're right, it's like releasing maybe like a mama bird releasing her baby and hoping it flies and doesn't crash. And
they're
like,
yes.
We really are excited. I think that you know, God has prepared our baby bird with some good wings, and then we are literally just having the times of our lives playing the new songs for folks and just hearing the reactions that people are having to Something Different. So.
And that bird can sing, I assure you. It's amazing. I'm
Thank
so excited. we're going to play some songs from the new album, and it's called Something Different.
Thanks.
Hey, before we get into the content and the songs and the backstory, wondering, Dave, if you could tell us a little backstory on your faith journey, how you came to Christ, and then when you've had a sense of God's call regarding worship, music, and singing and songwriting. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I grew up in the church. I was baptized at the age of 4. And really, You Love Me Anyway, the song that we wrote years ago was kind of the first verse is about that. It's about a lie that I told to my babysitter. And I felt such guilt about that lie that I started crying at church, and my mom's like, what happened? And I told her everything. I told her how I blamed my buddy and he took the blame. And then she said, it's okay. You know, Jesus loves you more than even me, David, believe it or not. And that, you know, my 4-year-old mind was just amazed by that. And my 33-year-old mind still was amazed by that. And that kind of was the moment that I decided, hey, if there's a God that can love me more than my parents, then I need to be for him. And it's, I've never looked back from the moment I was 4. You know, I definitely in high school, went through some tough times. My parents divorced and all this stuff, but that love of God was instilled in me at such a young age. And I've had such incredible, you know, cloud of witnesses gather around me and help me through those hard times. As far as what was the other half of the question?
Singing. When you had a sense of your gift of music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As far as as far as that goes, you know, I always thought of singing as a hobby, like a gift. I knew God had given me the ability to sing, but I didn't realize what a gift it was. And, you know, Ben and I wrote songs and we played them around campus. And the truth is, the day that I realized that this was for me, I prayed for decades. Like, you know, God, show me what to do. What am I supposed to be doing? I had an English teaching degree in hand. I'd gone all the way through college. And we were out on this tour, Ben and I, about 2 months straight. And we were like the band that opened up before the other bands even got there. And lo and behold, when we were playing, Toby Mack and a couple members of Audio Adrenaline, they woke up, they heard us, and they came out and watched us. And I was like, man, these are my heroes, Audio Adrenaline, Toby Mack. You know, these guys have you know, helped me get through some hard times. And after the show, I got to talk with both of them, and one of the members of Audio Adrenaline asked me to come and sing on stage. And so he's like, wait, after our song Ocean Floor, just take that mic from Mark and just start singing. And so I wait for that song. I'm from 15 people at our show to 15,000.
Wow.
And I walk out on stage. I go to take the mic from Mark, the lead singer. And he shoves me like I'm mugging him. He had no idea that I was coming up from behind him. And I look at Will, the bass player, and he's laughing. And he said, no. And Mark gives him a thumbs up, and Mark gives me the mic. And I hit this, like, Mariah Carey kind of high note, and the whole crowd went crazy, and Mark's jaw dropped. Mm. And he said, hey, close the show out with us. And we sang one more song together, The Confetti Fell. And
wow.
It was just the most incredible time. And I realized that morning, you know, that I had prayed. You know, I asked Will, you know, what did you tell Mark? He said, dude, I didn't tell Mark anything. He didn't know you were coming. And I was like, oh, no.
Thank you.
But afterwards, I was like, you know what? I prayed, you know, for the 100th time, God, show me what to do with life. And then that night, I was on stage with Audio Adrenaline, you know, singing in front of 15,000 people. And I got it. I finally was like, okay, God, you know, maybe this is just more than a hobby, more than just something fun that I get to do. And,
wow.
And it was an incredible moment in life. Yeah.
What a story. And are you telling me the truth that confetti actually fell after that?
Oh, you better believe it. It was the song Get Down. If you don't remember the song Get Down,
yeah.
It goes like this. He lifts me up, I get down. Every time I'm down, the Lord lifts me up, and confetti falls everywhere. And it was awesome. And it was incredible. It was like a movie scene.
Wow.
Rudy, where they carry you off on their shoulders. Kind of thing.
My goodness. And who gets a game-changing story like that? I'm so happy that you did, because you're
exactly. You're
a humble guy, and I love that God gave you one of those suddenly moments, like, you know, in a sudden moment. Okay, this new album, Something Different. Even the title begs explaining, so tell us about it.
Sure. Well, you know, I think Something Different works on a few levels. It's audibly something different. You know us as Words I Would Say and Live Like That, and a lot of those songs. And we have, you know, a lot of songs that are similar to that. But we also have some gospel songs on here, some songs that sound like Huey Lewis. We definitely have a Hawaiian kind of song going on. I mean, the tone of the album is all over the place, and I love that. And, you know, it reminds me of listening to the Jesus Freak album growing up, you know, where every song sounds different and unique. And we were definitely hoping for that, so that it would be almost like an audible journey. And so that's different. But also, you know, as far as the spiritual side goes, we wanted it to be a journey of what it looks like to be something different, to be able to stand out from a crowd and for people to realize, you know, what is it that he has? I need that in my life. You know, that hope when there is none. Galatians talks about, you know, being crucified in Christ and no longer living for yourself, but Christ in you. And that's the key, is this whole album is a journey from our song Prodigal to the song Closer, for God to be at the center of it and to just be honest, so that people can see us and say, what is it he has? I want that.
Hmm.
And we can look him right in the face and say, I know exactly what it is. It's a love that sets me apart from this world, because I know Jesus Christ and what he's done for me.
Oh, great setup. So we're going to hear the song off of Sidewalk Prophet's brand new album, Something Different. Here's the title song, Something Different.
Something different, something different. And I got the dark sewers are so real, so right. Maybe like I think I need it in my life. Ooh, I stop and ask, what do you have that I don't have? Ooh, I would do it differently, but you know they can't help but say and see. Like you never know, it's a feeling like being home. It's always knowing that you're never alone. It's a shock to your sleeping soul. It's a love like you never know. It's a feeling.
Rocks. Way to go, David. I love it. I'm always looking for songs to cycle to. I think I just found another one. That's amazing. I'm sort of speechless. I bet that just you're
yeah,
so...
we have a good...
Go ahead.
I say, our guitar player is pretty incredible, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
I love at the end when he goes off on his solo and then it stops. You're like, I probably need to play that again. That was fun.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Congratulations. We need to take a quick and short break. We're talking to David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets, celebrating a brand new album, Something Different. When we come back, we'll play more music and get more stories behind the songs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Glad to have you listening today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, having a fun conversation with David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets. Believe it or not, they've got a brand new album titled Something Different, and it is, I want to say it's a potpourri, but that's too girly to say that. It's a mixture of music that will inspire. It's amazing. I want you to set up the song Everything in Awe. This, to me, felt like a call to passion and perspective. I loved this song, but I want to hear your thoughts behind the song.
Oh, this one's easy. It was the very last song we wrote at that lake house. You know, we went out to that lake house and wrote songs, and it was just, we were just sitting, and I saw that bald eagle. I'm not even kidding. A bald eagle flew by and landed on a branch, and there was a deer that came by when we were eating that night. And we were on the last song. We'd been there for 3 weeks, and God just, there's just this peace on us. And Ben started playing this riff that he'd been playing for years, probably 8 years, and it became the backbone of the song. And Seth Mosley, our producer, was writing with us at the time, and he said, "Hey, keep playing that. And as he did, you know, Seth, you know, started playing this amazing keyboard part underneath it, and I just felt tranquil and peaceful, and I realized that some of my favorite moments in life are when I walk outside and look up at the stars. And I started to think, what the stars have to worship him too. Like, everything that God has made is just passionate for him. And I read this C.S. Lewis quote. C.S. Lewis always gets me. And he talks about nature and how God has given us this glimpse of him, but it's a rough sketch of what heaven is, of what our God is, but it's what we have. And that's why we're so in love. We almost make like gods of the wind and all these different things. But the truth is, they can't make you, you know, the pure morning breeze doesn't make you pure. But the leaves of the New Testament are rustling with the rumor that it will not always be so. I love that line. I love that C.S. Lewis wrote that. And it gives me goosebumps just saying it, that if we really believe what Christ wrote, that he will give us the sun to, you know, put on like a robe. Like, if we believe that, and then that will happen someday when we become, you know, one with God, when we finally are home, we will know exactly what that's like. And I love that line. It reminded me just to have perspective, to look up, to just thank him every day for the beauty that surrounds us, whether it's an ocean lullaby, whether it's the, you know, the stars spinning slowly so that we can't even tell, their eyes are turning towards him. And it started with the universe being in awe, then the whole wide, you know, whole wide world, and then all the way to our heart and soul and every heartbeat. You know, we wanted everything to be in place in awe of Jesus Christ. And it's my favorite song on the new album, I'll be honest. I loved writing it. Every time I hear it, it just takes me back to that moment at the lake house and that C.S. Lewis quote where the leaves of the New Testament are rustling still.
Amen. You know, I was going to ask you what your advice was for the person walking through the dry and weary season, but this is it, to know this and to notice it, to know it's true. Jesus is coming again, and his fingerprints are everywhere, and then notice where he's at work. Let's listen to this amazing song from Sidewalk Prophets titled Everything in Awe.
Stars exploding in the wake of your love. Galaxies all turn their heads. The skies are gazing on their one creator. Universe in awe. Circle, mountains reach for you. The ocean waves hum a lullaby, whole wide world in awe. Can't help but be still and know you are God. I marvel at you. Catch a glimpse in every sunset. You trace dreams upon my mind. My skin and bones can feel your touch. I
Thank you, Lord. Talking to David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets. We're so excited about their brand new album, Something Different. We're playing songs. We're hearing the backstory. We need to take another quick short break. When we come back, we're going to hear a song about prodigal. Maybe you have a prodigal in your life. This song will inspire you. And to live as Christ, it's an anthem. It's beautiful. Don't go away. More with David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets in a moment. Glad you're listening today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets. He's got a brand new album, I should say. He and his group have a brand new album out titled Something Different. And this song that we're about to play, titled Prodigal, I watched the video and I choked up. And in fact, it took a turn that I didn't expect at the end. The video did. I want you to talk about just the thoughts, the backstory on the inspiration behind this particular song.
You know, it can be as simple as the story of the prodigal itself, where the son runs away, hits rock bottom, and begrudgingly comes home, and his father runs to him. Like, that's where it starts. The story of the prodigal is the story of Christ running to us, giving us redemption. But the truth behind it is we have been prodigals ourselves. We've run away. We've messed up. And when we play our shows all over the country, I can't tell you how many times a mother comes up and says, I need you to pray for my son. You know, he's lost. I can't get through to him. I just need prayer. I need somebody to come alongside me and lift my son up so that God can bring him home. And it breaks my heart, because all this mother wants is for her son to know that love and to believe it and to be a part of it. And you know, we don't understand why that happens, but just to hear those cries we wanted to write a song, you know, for ourselves, because we also have folks that come up and say, hey, I'm lost. thank you for, you know, for that encouragement. So we wanted to write a song for those people that just needed a little courage to turn around and come back home, and in hopes that they might be able to hear it and realize, hey, those same feet that have led me all the way this way, they can turn around and lead me back even quicker. You know, as soon as you turn back, Christ is waiting. He's not even waiting. He's running to you. He's not going to wait on you. He's going to run. As soon as you turn around, he's running to you to say, hey, I forgive it. I throw your all those things to the bottom of the ocean floor as far as the east is from the west. That's when you ask for that forgiveness, I give it. And that grace, and that grace is just such a powerful thing to know that, you know, when you turn around, your Father's not waiting. He's running to, and he's running to throw his arms around you, to kiss you and say, "Who, my son that once was lost now is found. Let's have a celebration." And that's what prodigal is just a celebration of a great homecoming.
He's a God of mercy and compassion. And if you've got a prodigal and you're listening today, be encouraged, because God wants that prodigal home even more than you do. And as you listen to this song, Prodigal, if you need a visual, if you're a very visual person, go on YouTube and type in Sidewalk Prophets Prodigal, and you'll see the video, and I think it'll just have even a deeper impact. But let's listen in.
Since you felt peace in the valley you made, where you're not meant to be, where the shame throws shadows on you, but don't you forget that you're headed to more, but you settle for less. Don't buy the lie, it's as good as it gets. The same feet that led you lost and alone are the very same feet that'll bring you back home. Wherever you are, whatever you did, it's a page in your book, but it isn't the end. Your Father will meet you with arms open wide. This is where your heart belongs. Come running like a prodigal.
Give up hope, keep praying, keep believing, keep walking. Even those drums are like footsteps running home. I'm sure that's what you meant. I'm not that observant, right?
Yep.
I'm brighter than I thought, actually. I'm kidding. Okay, how about the song To Live Is Christ? Talk about that one.
Oh, man, that one, was an easy one to write. We sat down with our friends John and Casey, and I love writing with those guys. And it was really, you know, I think it was Casey that said, you know, I just have been reading this verse, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." And we've all heard it, but what does that mean to me? You know, what does that really mean? And we started thinking about Paul. I mean, here he sat behind prison bars. This man had no idea what God was going to do one day to the next. And he sat and he wrote one of the most beautiful lines that this world has ever seen: "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain," knowing that to be home, I mean, that's to become, you know, be you know, to be there with him. That's all we can ever dream of. But it's just as important to get up every day, to go out and to serve and to love like Christ loved. And so knowing that, you know, how we felt that this was the center of our Christian walk, we will kind of want to unpack that and say, you know, what does that mean? And those were that's where the verses came in, that desire that, you know, if I rise, let me rise on you, not on myself. You know, and if I lose, let me lose everything so that I can be crucified to myself. Because for you, you know, if I'm crucified with Christ, then I am actually made whole. And I love the paradox of all that and what God's trying to say. It's unfathomable sometimes to our brains and a lot of things stacking up to that line, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." And, you know, it sounds like a shrill flute in the middle of a symphony sometimes if you try to explain it. But the truth of the matter is, you know, we just took that line and we said, this is going to be really hard. We unpacked it, and then we realized that the chorus was already written for us. We just needed to remember those lines and to sing them out and to do it with all of our heart and spirit. And it just became this just worshipful moment. And I love that, you know, it's kind of right there at the heart of the album too. And we hope that it encourages people to unpack that and find out what does that mean to you? What does that look like to you?
You know, Dave, I'm so grateful the Lord gave you a sacred time and space to just be with him, to be with each other, to press in and to wait and let him unfold these lyrics and this music. Wow, this is probably one of my favorites on the album. "To Live is Christ." Let's listen.
If I rise, let me rise on you, not on all of my successes, my esteem or my pursuits. If I lose, let me lose my life. 'Cause if I belong to Jesus, the flesh is crucified. For me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I grow, let me grow in you. Will ripping pride out by the roots. And if I'm still, let me hear you speak. Not the tone of my transgressions, but the song of the redeemed. For me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, for me.
For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain.
I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, talking with David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets. We will be back in a moment. Today, we're celebrating the new album, Something Different. We've just got a little bit of time left, but I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind, Dave, setting up a couple more songs. We'll at least try to play portions of them before I ask you to pray.
Yeah.
And one is Soldier On. Again, I'm motivated by that kind of language, and I just, as a speaker, I'm always talking to women to say, some of these verses, these calls to courage, I know they sound manly, but they're for us too. And we need to get a little bit of grit in our growl as women. You know, we need to know how to stand in battle. And that's why this song speaks to me so much. I want you to speak to that idea of soldier on. Love it.
Yeah, our buddy Sam Mizell, we wrote Words I Would Say with him and Keep Making Me. Most of my, you know, really cherished songs that we've written, it's been with Sam. And Sam, we flew him out to the lake house again, and he, you know, he was like, guys, I don't know why, but God just keeps putting this idea to keep moving on, you know, keep soldiering on. He goes, is that dumb? And I was like, no, I don't think it's dumb at all. I think that's an important charge. It's something that we all need to do, in our life, is to get up and not quit. And there's so many moments in life when I was on the ground and I was like, God, I don't know if I want to go on this path. And it took God sometimes smacking me across the face and say, Dave, don't stop. Don't give up on me. This is what I want. Continue to soldier on step by step, day by day, no matter what, just keep following. And sometimes you need that. You need that charge, that idea that, you know, this world is not our home. It's hard. It is a battle. You know, and I honestly thought of my friends. I have a couple of dear friends, an aunt and a dear friend that's battling cancer. And this idea of overcoming and just getting up every day, and to watch my buddy serve others around him while he battles, it's unfathomable, and it only can come from a higher power. It can only come from a God that loves ceaselessly, to see that inside of him. And he was, you know, that inspiration to not give up, to charge that hill. You know, bullets are going to fly at you, but I tell you, when we stand beside our King of Kings, you know, that verse in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's the truth. You know, when you have God at the center of your life, you're going to figure out exactly what he wants. And you're going to be able to do all those things and more because he's there. And, you know, whatever battle you're going through, you know, it can be on so many different levels. It doesn't have to be, you know, just this call to war. It's really just a call to stand up and just declare, hey, here I am, God, use me however you see fit.
You know, Dave, we are really entering a time, I think, where things are actually going to be tougher. I mean, I know individually there are people who battle horrible rejection in marriage, cancer, those kinds of things that can rock our worlds. But overall, as American Christians, we've had things pretty easy compared to our persecuted brothers and sisters. But I do believe this is a word in due season for what's ahead. And we're going to have to know how to stand when everything else is shaking around us. So I just, you know, hats off to your friend who's came in and said, this seems like something we need to write. Let's listen to this song. When we come back, we'll wrap up with prayer. Let's listen in.
They travel all these miles. Over mountains they go, through the valleys below, just trying to get back home. No, our souls are fighting every day. There is no safe place but unmerited grace, and a savior that calls us his own. When the night pours in and the stars grow dark, we will not give up. We will find the spark through the wounded hearts. Though our eyes are blind, we fight to make it home and lift this battle cry. We got a soldier. Tear out fear with peace. When we want to turn back in the heat of attack, there's a courage that will not cease. Oh, our strength, it grows from a spirit within. And our enemy shakes, 'cause we've won the day before it even begins. So we raise our flag, charge that hill as the bullets fly. As time stands still, no, we cannot lose, 'cause our death is gain. We fight to stand beside the King of Kings. We got a soldier. Through him I can do all things. Through him I can do all things. I can do all things through him. Through him who strengthens me. Through him I can do all things. Through him I can do all things. We got a soldier. We got a soldier.
Soldier on, friends. Whatever you're walking through, one faith step at a time, one foot in front of the other. Keep trusting God. Keep walking. Keep believing. He will not forsake you. And the story's not over yet. So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Having a great conversation with David Fry of Sidewalk Prophets. Got a brand new album. Every song is different. Fantastic. Title of the album is Something Different. And this has been such a sweet, sweet time, Dave. I know you're a busy guy and you take time for us. It means so much to us. As we get ready to wrap up, I'm wondering if you would pray for that person who is weary in well-doing, who feels beat up by life. And I just feel like each of these songs we played today are just kind of a compilation of an invitation to look up, to trust God, and to put one foot in front of the other. Would you pray for that person, please?
Yes. Yes, Lord, I know that there are a lot of us out there that are just struggling today. this day. You know, we're not sure what's coming, what's forthcoming. We're not sure if we want to know what's forthcoming. But, Lord, I just pray that we find some peace in our hearts, that we find you there where we least expect it. Lord, that we turn a corner and you're waiting for us. And I know you are. I know you're waiting just to throw your arms around us, Lord. And I know that when we walk these tough roads, that we do. We need to be strong. Even in our weakness, you make us stronger. Lord, you say that, and I believe it with all my heart, that when we've hit the floor and we can barely go on, there is this God that just continually says, hey, get on up. You're okay. I'm with you. And just to know that, just to know that there is a God that gives us hope when there seems like there is not. Just to know that you're there, that seed of hope. Lord, I can just see it growing. I can see that the world has been ripped apart and there's nothing left but this seed. But Lord, take that seed, grow it into a mighty oak. Let it take root in our hearts so that we might stand strong. Lord, I am so grateful that you are there and you never forsake us. Lord, be with us in our hearts. Fill us with the love and the peace that passes understanding. Lord, I just pray for each and every person that is listening today, and for those of them, those that they love, Lord, if they're lost, just to have them come on home. Whatever it looks like, Lord, we want to take another step towards your loving arms today. You're waiting and ready to just grab us and hold us close and tell us that we are your children. In your precious name, I give you this day. Amen.
Amen. Dave Fry, you're one of the good ones. I know. I just appreciate your passionate, real heart for the Lord and the way that you hone your craft and share it with a world in need. We just wish you God's absolute best. And again, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah. Honored that you had us. Thank you so much.
Please come back. And I promise not to sing with you next time.
Oh, no, I love it.
Okay. God bless you, dear brother. Thanks so much. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. You got a friend who needs some encouragement today, a family member, with a click of a button, you can send this conversation up from with David Fry out by email, Facebook, or Twitter. So wait for the podcast. It'll be up in a bit. Click the button and share it with some friends. They'll be encouraged today, too. So glad you listened in today. Remember this. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a blessed day.